WGXC is a listener-supported community radio station, and it is also a new platform for presenting innovative experimental works on the air. Tune in, WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and points beyond. Listen to special programs of performance, words, sounds, and other rare and delicious items. Transmitting the arts all day every Saturday and weekdays after midnight. Here is there. Radio lives on in our minds.
You're listening to Cinema Terrorism. This program will broadcast on alternating Saturdays for the winter schedule on WGXC 90.7 FM. Cinema Terrorism is an audio sigil using cut-up methods and collage in order to distill the horror of modern existential malaise into substantiate energy mass. There is no moral value expressed in cinema terrorism. Everything you hear has been alchemically remapped into a new order of relational aesthetics. For more information about the series, please visit cinematerrorisme.blogspot.com. That is terrorism with an E at the end. Terrorism. This installment is entitled What You Don't. You bereaved bastard dome-like absorptive organ of the mistletoe, part 1. There is material in this program that may be considered offensive, disturbing, or objectionable. If you are sensitive to certain subject matter, or if there are children in the room, please turn off this program.
Project Pandora. In 1953, the Russians began to bombard the U.S. Embassy in Moscow with electromagnetic radiation in the microwave spectrum, but the fact was kept secret from the embassy employees. U.S. Ambassador Stossel contracted a blood disease, bleeding eyes, nausea, and eventually lymphoma. He and other employees eventually died as a result of the microwave attacks. Dr. Henry Kissinger sent a secret memo giving hazard pay to embassy personnel in the 1970s. Before the attacks, the USSR had met with the U.S. to try to head off an arms race in electromagnetic weapons, but were refused.
Sometimes I wish the revolutionists would gain control of our government. There would be no bleeding heart liberal journalists writing about prison reform.
It is possible that the U.S. government took advantage of the situation.
The revolutionists know that these women are the dregs of our society and they would eliminate them.
Yes, but if the communists come to power, you and I will be the first to be eliminated.
ARPA set up a lab at Walter Reed Army Institute of Research and participated in Project Pandora. Scientists began zapping monkeys to study the biological effects of highly concentrated microwave frequencies.
I know that no matter what
similar studies were conducted at the VA hospital in Kansas City, University of Rochester, Brooks Air Force Base, Johns Hopkins,
sometimes Nestor gets carried away, but that's your problem.
The MITRE Corporation, University of Pennsylvania, and other domestic and foreign labs.
How can
in
I
one study,
that
Dr. Jose Delgado
experimented
on four human subjects.
Anyhow,
using
I know
radio
that girl.
Waves,
she'll survive.
Reporting
you're very
they experienced different
her,
emotions, sensations, and colored visions.
I just don't want
Delgado
any more
stated,
I believe it's
that
possible you take pleasure
were,
in your work.
Quote,
you might train this little savage as you did the others. I get tired of
with
you
knowledge
and all
of the brain, he said. We may transform. We may shape. Direct.
I am too sensitive. I could suffer a nervous breakdown
soon. I think
soon.
The great danger of the future
their faces
is that
paralyzed,
we will have roboticized
frozen
human beings
with fright.
Who are not aware that they have been
shrieking.
Roboticized.
Their screeching is a release also to me.
Dr. Delgado was in fact responsible for the development of a brain transponder that was used
Bria.
To roboticize human
Maybe
subjects.
Maybe I like her things. Better you should know all about her. As you know, she's serving a life sentence for the murder of her father. He and I were lovers for several years, that incestual beast. For all those
She's
years,
coming back to life.
Love.
Hurry before they'll return from the dead and wreak vengeance upon us. Cover them at once. They must
One
be hidden from the sight of man forever. Bury them.
Bury them. Green spark naked out of their house.
Bury
she was too hysterical.
Oh,
I entered the house and found him lying on the floor.
I can't do it.
I remembered the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita.
Of course I do.
Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says,
Julie, what's the matter?
Now I am become death.
Julie, what's wrong?
The destroyer of worlds.
I can't do this anymore.
What?
I suppose we...
I can't keep pretending. I mean, I want it to be like it was before. But I don't feel the same. I feel so goddamn hungry.
Julie.
I can't stand being like this. Ow!
What's wrong?
You do not accept the existence of a god, a divine prime mover.
Right? No.
Now, the reason you don't is because you can't prove that such an entity or being or energy exists.
I can't, or nor can anyone else. There is no proof.
There is no proof that there is one. So therefore, you've concluded that there isn't one.
That's it.
You can't prove there isn't.
You are never called upon to prove a negative. That's right. A law of logic. Right. When you accept such an important issue as the creation of the universe,
yes,
on face, you're destroying your confidence in the validity of your own mind. It has to be either reason or face. I am against God for the reason that I don't want to destroy reason. I don't...
Give us a chance, all right? We appreciate your zeal, but if you continue that, it's going to make it difficult for the other people to... absorb what's going on here.
He says, how can I be against God? I'm against those who conceived that idea.
Tell us why.
Because then it gives man permission to function irrationally, to accept
something. Oh, glad to see you again, Sarge.
Above and outside the power of their reason. And superior.
They peed all over us.
Okay, I just want to get this in before we break. You're an atheist.
You know, it really smelled like champagne.
I could do the same to you, you know.
What?
Sit up, Freda.
I ask you this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
I won't say it, but In other circumstances, I would say I don't approve
of religion. For a prison accounted for.
I recognize
everybody else
your
is
right
flat there. Yeah,
you don't that approve of religion
decent,
because...
Brian.
Because it's mystical. Because it's based on faith. Not on reason and facts.
So for you, but not
Dale.
For others, okay. What do you care?
God, me
somebody wants
not.
To worship a Christmas tree or a telephone pole, that's their business.
I wouldn't stop them legally. I said I grant them the right to believe anything they want. But I don't have to approve. And the question was, I would say, you know, at them.
Yeah.
But I would never pass any laws to stop them.
Yeah. You've got to allow that you're not smart enough to know whether or not there's a God.
Yes, I am, and everybody here is.
Is what?
Smart enough. That doesn't take much intelligence. You know why?
Why?
Because you're not called upon, I cannot be called upon, to know a negative.
Upon my terrorist sense, I'm more powerful.
If there is a God, and
know.
You prove it, that's fine. But you can't tell
me... only as long as I allow
you can't
to.
Know that there isn't. I would say, yes, I know that there isn't because I've been given no evidence.
I think atheists are as arrogant as many of the so-called Christians or religionists that you decry. I'm saying, in that you are here with your certainty saying
today
there is no God,
that the
and anybody who believes there is
are at last carrying egg cases.
There's almost a suggestion that you're foolish if you believe that there
they
is.
They continue to listen to me, even from my voice on the tapes
you
when
know,
they're playing back.
No, don't call it foolish. I would have to want to tell you.
Now, I know it's,
I think it's
an irrational thought, but they even seem to watch me.
Upon my terrorist sense, I'm the more powerful.
Certainly,
I seem to know.
Lately, they've taken to forming different sorts of patterns.
Today, I noticed that the females are at last carrying egg cases. They continue to listen to me, even to my voice on the tapes when I play them back.
Upon my terrorist sense, I'm not...
Now, I know it's an irrational
thought.
I seem
to know.
But they even seem to...
They live only as long as I allow them to.
Certainly, lately they've taken to forming different sorts of patterns.
You cannot expect them to remain constantly non-violent.
No, you can't. You can't. And
today I noticed that the females are at last carrying egg cases.
A minority.
And they continue to listen to me, even to my voice on the tapes when I play them back.
But there were many, 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 many...
Now I know it's
who were given up,
an irrational
who were
thought.
And who Malcolm X can read.
But they even seem to
much more easily
to watch
me.
What do you mean?
When Malcolm tells me.
Certainly, lately they've...
When Malcolm
tells forming different sorts of patterns.
Is they should be proud of being black, and God knows if they should be. That's a very important thing to hear. In a country which assures you most. Of course, in order to do this, what he does is destroy a truth and invent a history. What he does is say, you're better because you're black. Well, of course, that isn't true. That's the trouble.
Do you think that this is an appealing approach, and that the black Muslims, in preaching black supremacy, seek to exploit the Muslim?
I don't think, put it as simply as I can, without trying now to...
You and I are both the same.
...investigate whatever the motives of any given...
We kill out of indifference. Out of love sometimes.
It is the only movement in the country which we can call...
But never out of hate.
I hate to say that, but it's true. Because it is only...
Now I don't know who's dead or alive.
The Malcolm talks, or one of the Muslim ministers talks.
I'm sick of killing.
For all the liberal people who hear them.
So I'm leaving the game, brother.
They articulate. There's something.
De la morte, de la more.
There's something which has been in this country so
bid
long.
You farewell.
That's Malcolm's better
right,
quality.
He's on his way.
He corroborates
where
their
to?
Reality. He tells them that they really exist. You know?
Jim, do you think that this is more...
Better get out of here.
...a more effective appeal than the appeal
Even
of
the statues are talking.
It's much more sinister because it is much more effective.
Where do you think it's you're going if you haven't yet understood the difference between life and me?
Yes, I understand. You want to talk. I'm sorry you can't. I'd love to hear you. Hear what you're thinking. You think I killed those boys just for the joy of killing. But no, David, I didn't. Honestly, they were happy with me. They probably spent the only moments which justified their entire lives. The surgical knife reached their hearts smoothly, without any pain. It was like a last caress. Before I met you, an old man told me something, just before he died. He said that the whole world was just a place full of dead people. It was a lovely idea, although it wasn't his. He read it in some book. So you see, David, they were dead. Yes, they were all dead before I killed them. You see? Different from the others.
About what?
But now you'll never be the way you were.
The animal.
It won't change you. Make you suffer in a cold, calculated,
yeah,
scientific
sure.
way.
Fascinating.
Killing your head with electric discharges. They'll kill you with life.
Fascinating.
A false way of life made to their way of thinking, to their standards.
Some people are saying it was a world. Did you know that?
Yes, yeah, I heard that.
I don't scoff. Remember that wolf we went after in Canada? How the Indians said that it wasn't a wolf at all, but a
Don't
trapper turned into a
you
wolf.
May think this is silly, but
mm-hmm.
I've just remembered a poem
now,
by Edgar Allan Poe.
There was an animal.
I don't remember all the
there
words.
There was a man killer.
They were very beautiful. Silent and distant, your look pursues me like two fixed stars.
You never could accept that the life of a predator is superior
like
to that of its victim,
sad
could you?
Stars.
What?
I said he could never appreciate
it. I heard what you said. It's believing you that I'm having trouble with.
That's a lovely
well,
passion.
Well, that's the last of your children, Papa. All of them gone to the four winds now.
Yeah.
Well, Byron and I never really thought too much alike.
Their eye color. Names changed, hair changed. Changed
we're almost
enough, I hope, so Mr. Salt won't recognize them if their paths should cross.
Preferred to
well,
wait in the train.
Where are they going? What are they
going to
do?
Yeah, well, the allure that mortal danger holds for you always left me a little bit
our
cool.
Minds are hooked up.
Only in mortal danger are we alive, John.
I've got to know
only by
happens.
Risking our lives can we truly appreciate
comes, you'll run to them
what
like
kind of a life
father.
Are you leading now?
Maybe.
What kind of
I
life
know.
Is anyone around here
I'm
leading
only where they started from.
Masculine by chains. Society and safety.
Develop their own strengths.
We're enjoying
it. Hang-ups. And we'll never be this alike again. But I wonder.
I give life
what's
as
out
well
there
as
for them.
The animals I kill are more alive.
I
and in that instant before my bullet strikes
what would she
come on.
I'm never more alive than in that instant.
I don't know what's happening.
And they
to
could
me
kill me just as easily.
Older, feeble. I can't hear you.
I couldn't help overhearing you, sir. You're a hunter, aren't you?
Here too. He saw me, Simon.
Why do you want to know?
I've been arrested. They took my fingerprints. They
perhaps you
I'm
could tell me what
shame.
The pleasure is that full-grown and presumably intelligent men get from murdering defenseless animals.
Hey, look, I think you better just...
I didn't mean to intrude, of course, but tell me.
Who's there?
Is it a sense of power? A sense of accomplishment? Or is it a regression to the past when killing animals was a way of life? Sir?
I couldn't tell you that.
I thought not. I thought not, sir.
I could show you, though.
But your mother and I must know it.
I beg your pardon?
The pleasure I get from killing.
Just like having a
I could show you what that is. Though I doubt you'd die with the nobility of an animal. Shall I show you?
Want to go home.
Shall I?
I want to...
Byron.
I want to play a game.
All right.
Let's play.
Hey, you're pretty good. You almost had me convinced.
Okay.
Would have been so easy.
Me first. Cover your eyes and count to 10.
No peek, Ames. You saw it.
One.
You saw my mother's coffin.
Two.
What does it mean?
Four.
Why? Maybe it's the proof that the legend is true. She left the tomb to take vengeance.
No, Karina. Someone is playing a horrendous game.
James.
Found me. Found me.
This keeps on.
I'll be near you.
I am not your mommy.
I love James.
I don't want to play anymore.
I was alone before, too, dearest. Terribly alone. And needed love.
It's your turn to hide.
Let me get out of here.
Right after I got out of before I went into the Navy, Chuck moved in here with me. He thought we had the answers to all the world's problems then. Probably because we were so strung out on grass we never saw reality. We'd party all night and sleep it off all day. Get high again and start all over. My hair was long and curly. I had a natural and a mustache. We went out on the strip, as usual. This particular night, we picked up one of the Sunset Strip hookers. For a little stash, they would keep dry. Well, this one was no exception. Chuck went to the bathroom to shower, and I got things rolling with her. She wasn't exactly a spring chicken, but sometimes experience is better than youth. Linda had plenty of experience. She never wasted a movement. Every muscle knew what to do and when to do it. She'd been picking away around Hollywood for a long time, and she knew all the tricks of her trade. She tossed that head of long blonde hair like a lion with its mane. She's one of the few hookers I've known that had pride. Linda knew she was good. She took pride in her performance. Her body was good. Well, a few bruises here and there, but when you're dinner, you have to expect a few hard knocks. I guess you... Well, I might mention, darling, that she did have nice things.
The emotional pain Barb experienced as a child is isolated in the personality of 7-year-old Audrey, who's locked in the past.
Now, close your eyes. Now, you know that I'm holding your hand right here in this room, right? And I wasn't there.
You have traveled through the German night. You have met the German girl. On the street above, it is daylight. But as you go on with your job in car 2306, there is little to see. Go deeper. On the count of three, there will be a message for you of great importance. One, two, three.
Out that! Ewing, enjoy the earth while you can.
I can authorize you to purchase another supply of mice and rats, but a human guinea pig? That's a request I must join.
Estimatively, 25 long years of frustration and defeat. It was worth every minute.
Thank you.
That spring, we were all watching the events in space and wondering what the final effect would be. Astronomers argued over theory, while engineers got pretty excited about variables in magnetic fields. Mystics predicted earthquakes and the end of life as we knew it. When the effect came, it was almost unnoticed because it happened to such a small and insignificant form of life.
Return checks, and we're concerned. And I still don't know what's going on with that. I haven't talked to anyone myself about it.
All right. Unknown to Barb or anyone.
One biologist, an Englishman, Ernest Hubbs, saw something. Got nervous and started investigating. While I was playing around with number theory at the university, Hubbs was already onto something. Ordinary ants of different species were doing things ants don't do. Meeting, communicating, apparently making decisions. By summer, the rest of the world had moved on to other things. Hubbs kept making notes while the threat grew. Only fragments of what he knew got out. He kept most of it to himself.
I was an atheist for most of my life. I doubted that Jesus ever lived, and if he did, he was probably just a nice man who said some nice things and got put to death, unfortunately, and certainly did not ever return from the dead. But as I investigated the historical record, I became convinced that he actually not only lived, not only claimed to be God, but he authenticated that claim by returning from the dead through his resurrection. As I see the motion picture, I see something that tells that story in a way that mere words in a page cannot communicate. Film is the currency of our generation, and it is the language with which especially young people communicate. My kids are so enthralled with film in a way that I wasn't when I was growing up. It speaks to them differently. And harnessing the power of the historical record about Jesus on film for a new generation, I think is a service that Mel Gibson has given us that is invaluable to everybody who's going to see the film.
Sam Marte was an angry man. With a troubled childhood, he decided at the age of 8 that there was no God. He had a lot of reasons to be full of hate toward a God he claimed didn't even exist. How could there possibly be a loving God with so many bad things happening all around him? And now he was about to teach his young daughter that God is nothing more than a silly fairy tale. What Sam did not know was that a miracle was waiting for him in a movie theater.
My name is Samuel Marte. I used to call myself an atheist.
Come in there.
It was politically correct. You say they're guarding them. Whoa, you know, I'm out of here.
This is one of the guests.
Strike me. But atheist sounds a little bit more, you know, sugar-coated.
I always called it the ghost room.
Memory, this is where it all starts. I live just a few feet away from here. This is my hell.
Do you like it?
Oh, it's a lovely.
I was born in Pentecostal religion. My father became a minister.
Staying in here?
So I knew about God.
When I climbed mine,
they were so wrapped around and their ministry. I guess I felt neglected. So that was my big thing with my parents.
Right,
I'm not going to church. Because, I mean, you know, it's a nice story. And it's a way of keeping people, weak people, believing in something. That's what I thought. Controlling society. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to be controlled, saying, you know,
good
I'm going to go
dear.
To hell. I refuse to be part of that group. You know why? At the age of 15, I hanged out with a lot of thugs. Can't mess with that church boy anymore. He's on the other side now.
You didn't believe and you were very...
No, you really don't.
not trusting and so forth.
Of yours.
Never believe in good.
What did you do?
I'm very moved.
My
name is Manuel Gomez, and I've known Sam for 18 years. And our friendship has been like brothers. I actually thought he was a thug.
St. Michael.
Hoodlum.
He had everything to gain by it. He'd never do such a thing.
Good kids for some program.
Maybe I did.
He was basically looking for a quick buck. And the only way to get a quick buck is look at this environment. There's two things. You're going to sell drugs. You're going to steal.
You're
going to run for the money. Those are the options.
The Bible.
After a while, I knew that, you know, living that lifestyle
tonight.
So they gave me a prison or debt.
Otherwise,
so I started working at a Fortune 500 company.
No, I'm not about to vanish now that we have the police to ourselves.
You know, I could be a decent person and not believe in God.
They still think you're
My name is Antoinette Adams, and I've known Sam for about 3 years. We work at the same job. Through the whole time that I've known Sam, he's always been very respectful to me, very nice person, but we just had different views when it could come to religion.
I want the American dream.
So your daughter stands to inherit the entire
story. My suicide thought started when I was 17.
You can go.
Continue.
Miss Petrescu is an old friend.
Yeah, throughout, you know. Throughout my life.
You're all
my family
now
knew about my depression.
And I must take
and
care of you.
They were like, you know, maybe it's time
but
for you to see God, you know, now and go to church. I'm like, no, I'm going to the doctor.
Whether you're willing
medication
to look inside yourself.
That's what
yourself
Americans are doing.
Confront the past.
They're taking Prozac or Zoloft. So that became my God. So when I was sad,
I want you to get well. That's all
when
I
the passion
want
first came out.
But the secret.
Turn on the news and I see these people coming out the movie, you know, crying and. And I'm
don't
saying it was powerful movies, this and that. I'm like,
you see,
these people are so weak.
Each,
you know, how come movies are actors? You know, come on. None of the movie touched me.
Tames the soul.
Looked at the movie.
One remaining
got
riddle
stoned, got spit
of the
on,
universe.
I'm grinning.
Look inside the head.
And I'm looking
unlocked
around at the theater. Rain. Everyone crying. I'm like, wow, these people are so weak. So I didn't go and see the movie because I want my life to change. I went to see the movie to criticize the movie, actually. At the movie, I was grabbing some popcorn and soda, and my daughter calls me up, and she said, Daddy, I want to go see The Passion of Christ.
What is it?
And I said, well, it was a little violent, and it's rated R. I'm not too sure.
It's
I'm in the theater now,
I don't want any drug.
Not a drug.
I'm going to scream the movie.
What's on the
it's
memory?
It's appropriate for you to watch it.
Moves.
I'll take it this weekend. I never broke a promise with my daughter.
I want to see the movie with my dad because he always takes me places.
Flush the berry with your teeth.
I just want to see with him.
She's only 9. But I thought she was mature enough to know about it.
Come on.
The first time I saw the movie, I was so impressed with my friend.
That's it, now
and
crush
the second time
crush
was, it. I'm going to spring this to my daughter.
The power of your
that
brain
is rich,
and
she's going to believe
it's a fairy tale. Stronger than a falcon.
Sat down and something came over me. I felt every word, every movement of the movie.
An evening of darkness becomes an eternity of terror and suspense as a killer stalks the streets of a city in search of unsuspecting victims to quench his never-ending thirst for blood.
With the police, they found the midwife with throat cut.
I would definitely describe it as an extreme case of homicidal mania.
The
patient was here for 3 years. It was our opinion that the patient was completely cured.
Just think, a bunch of actors. This is a story.
I could tell you
that
now.
You need to listen to
but
it.
I won't.
That it felt,
I'll wait.
You know, wrong.
Who's going to help you?
You're wrong.
An innocent man becomes a target of insanity as he steps into the crosshairs of a homicidal maniac with a need for revenge.
I love God. And when I left after theater, I still was a non-believer.
You guessed right.
I was like, you know what?
The killer's a homicidal paranoid.
Yeah.
Cases like that commit the most horrendous crimes for what appear to be the most insignificant reasons.
Stop acting like a baby! Stop crying! You hear? I never want to see you cry! What have you done now? You'll end up in an asylum! Asylum! Asylum!
It wasn't instantly.
It felt, it's all a bad dream.
It affected me in the sense that
I'm scared.
Looking at through a different eye.
What's happening?
Look, I'm waiting for someone.
What if?
Now you go out that door and you run.
What if I'm wrong?
Four flies on gray velvet.
It's just a movie, Sam.
Join us.
So
for a journey into the dark and endless caverns of a sick and twisted mind.
What if?
Join us for a journey into living hell.
Got on the net and typed in Jesus Christ. I went to a website and there was a small prayer paragraph saying you want to accept Jesus Christ.
You're looking for somebody?
Just say this. Got on my knees and said the prayer.
I was looking under the bed for you. I thought you might be hiding there.
Get out.
I'll get out. I'm not wrong about you.
You know, I made a decision.
You're wrong about a lot of things.
I'm sure I'm wrong about a lot of things. I've been wrong a lot of things lots of times. I mean, we had a guy live down the block from me. He ripped the draft card in half. I didn't do a goddamn thing. He should have been shot.
That's your answer for everything, isn't it?
No, no, it's not my answer for everything. Not necessarily, but I do think it separates the men from the boys.
The old men.
Old men? Let me tell you something about what you call the old men. The old men fought for this country while the young men, some of the young men, ran away and they didn't do a goddamn thing but sit on their ass. Don't call me old men. Don't you tell me about them. You know what they did? They fought while you sat up there pretending you were protesting. Protesting for your rights. It had nothing to do with dignity. It had nothing to do with the rights of mankind. Nothing at all. All you did was sit up there and find fault. Find fault with everything that every man ever did in this country and every man who ever died for it for 200 years. Old men. Oh, how you must have loved it, sitting up there saying to yourself, my goodness, look what a whore they made out of this country. You raped her, and then you turn around, God damn it, and you call her a whore. You say, oh, we can't even go out of the streets in the night. Some hophead will cut our throat. If you do go out in the streets, you gotta carry a goddamn gun. Who the hell will fight for a country like that? Well, let me tell you something. It's your kind that ruined the country. It's your kind that wants it being torn apart, and it's your kind that's not doing a goddamn thing to put it back together again either.
But you will.
Till the day I die.
Don't you ever get tired of waving the flag?
My flag is not white.
You ever hear Charlie Company, Charlie? 11th Infantry, Nam? I was an observer with them in 68. You know what I observed? Old men, women, children, running, screaming. Machine gun by American soldiers.
Now, come on, don't try to tell me you're fighting in the wrong war.
That's part of it. You send men out day after day thinking they're going to die for nothing. And there's no telling what they're going to do under pressure.
You weren't under pressure. You weren't in the wrong commanding officer. If we had a guy like that in our outfit, you know what we would have done? We would have shot a goddamn grenade down his throat and blown his off. And let me tell you something else, and you get it straight. Not one of us ever believed in killing women or children.
You believed in what you were fighting for.
That's right, and I knew what I was fighting for. I was fighting for my life, my stupid little life.
I thought you were a patriot.
What the hell do you know about patriotism?
I don't love my country, right or wrong.
You don't have a country.
That could change.
Sure it'll change. It'll change if those idiots in Washington have their way. And you know what you'll have left? The land of the freeloaders and the home of the brave. That's what you'll have.
Were music, you'd be a brass band, Charlie.
Well, let me tell you something that's no bullshit. You're not gonna get out of these woods ever. Not ever.
Dorian, you told me it wasn't easy to become a member. You had to make a personal sacrifice.
Now, let me ask you
I'm willing.
Amanda?
Now, you just think that
ever since you were a kid. Did I ever break my word to you? No.
This is Patricia.
Well, then you can't.
She'll be staying
me
with us from today on.
Well, I hope so.
I've been trying.
We've been hearing so many nice things about you. We all
easy.
Love you.
Dinner,
come on.
For Christ's sake, if it was easier, I could have hired some all the prisoners
I've
free.
I called him. I
get rid of him!
I can't do that. I never...
Never! You forget never.
Joshua?
This is now.
There.
Connect me to the Divine One. Listen, and hurry.
Look him. You look in my eyes.
This is the Divine.
Look at my eyes.
What is it, Dorian?
This is going to get your money back, Dad.
Patricia Benneman.
Down on me, Jimmy.
The girl I told you,
you
about is here.
Well. This has nothing
Dorian,
to do with money.
I knew
it.
I'm proud
what
of you.
What are you looking to do?
It is not every man who has the power of conviction you have.
He's stuck dead.
You
what
have
are you
done well.
For?
I'm pleased. But did you get her to donate any of her riches to our cause?
Stop that, Debbie,
will it be enough
please?
To build a new camp of love somewhere where we can all live in
Debbie.
Peace again?
Yes, Divine One. She's donating her entire fortune.
Dorian, that's the answer to my prayers.
Yes,
did she
but
mention how much it was?
I can't.
$300,000.
That is good. Dorian, I wish to see the girl. I want you to bring Patricia Benham into the camp of love tomorrow.
No. I should have strangled you with your clip.
Nino Kami is the magnificent god of emotional earthquakes. Strikes with passion. Always swift, never just. He is the ultimate in fury. Nino Kami governs the ends of all things. There will be many lovers drawn towards
take
a sample of
the blood and then get rid of that.
These
plans are not working. The original
sometimes
Alice is
even beyond your desires.
And we can return to the surface.
If the time of ending is to come, only Nino Kami can help you dissipate the energies you have generated. And only Nino Kami can set you free. To be rid of a lover. Every day at 3 p.m. you're mailed a lover one of 9 magical packets.
It really is the end of the world.
Each separate tile enchanted packet has contained ashes. And the emotional earthquakes.
We lost half of the convoy. Pretty soon there'll be more of us there than alive.
One soft gray feather is found. Wax from the candle used in the spell. You send each packet inside a gray envelope sealed with red wax. The separating influence of the spell will last forever. Break is painful and very sad.
What's going on?
Succeeding on infected flesh.
Begin on the third Tuesday at 9, you enter a quiet area. Light one very large and very black candle. On a parchment, draw the number 22, along with the symbols for the sun, moon, and all the planets.
Everyone is scared.
Stain the parchment with eight seeds from a bright pomegranate. And burn the flame of the candle.
I'm coming for you.
Now touch a bit of the ashes to your forehead. Three times. Gaze into the flame for 3 full minutes. Three times ring an iron bell. Then call out softly.
I survived the apocalypse.
Nino Kami.
Now we face
funny. Because I think I slept on a big one. You know what I mean.
Rox, you know, I don't know if it's a good idea for you to be picking up big guys in bars these days.
No?
Why not?
Who's a fork?
Because, have you ever heard of a thing called AIDS?
Sure, I've heard all about that.
Well, it kills, Rox.
Yeah? So do I. Just kidding.
You must be hungry.
Yeah, we'll just go. Take it easy,
you
okay?
You better be able to pay
no,
for
I
that.
Am just,
I am not.
No one steals from my time.
Sure you're not sorry,
sir.
Oh, who, that guy?
Please,
that
if
guy.
You have to go to the palace, I can get some from
oh,
the
I do not
do you
give
know
a shit.
What the penalty is for
I think it was
no,
about
no,
1 inch.
Merchants are unfriendly. They're mischievous and brutal. One merchant
no.
tries to chop the hand of the princess.
You know what? I am not going to discuss this with you, okay?
Which goes against Islam. In Islam...
We used to when we were younger.
Yeah, well, we're adults now, okay? And I'm not going to sit here and act like children. So start acting
and
like
that's what the Muslims do. That's what devout good merchants do.
Have a nice day.
If you are a thief, a real thief, and after 3 warnings and 3 convictions, if you steal something, is the hand removed? In one country, you know, with a population of a few million. And yet they opted to
Janice,
use that scene. It took us
so
6 months to
I
get a meeting just to talk about the film.
When Arab Americans protested against derogatory stereotypes in Aladdin, their concerns were first met with silence. Disney responded after the issue had received widespread negative press coverage.
That you
so we go to,
are an immortal.
To the corporate office in Burbank.
Who are you?
And we
and
sit there, and maybe 15 minutes
struggle.
Into the meeting, I won't mention the
I'm
gentleman's name, but he accused
yeah,
us, the three of us, of drumming up negative publicity against the film. And it was only
so
months after that meeting that they
the
changed
of the
part of the lyric.
Will you permit me to
but Disney still
there?
Kept the line, it's barbaric,
no,
but hey, it's home. which prompted the New York Times to write an op-ed piece saying, "It's racist, but hey, it's Disney."
Cannot be broken.
When children see a movie and then try to replicate the script,
may your decision
and their toys that help them do that, a whole line of toys that are exact replicas of what they've seen on the screen, the message they're getting is, kids, when you play, you're supposed to play the movie, and here are toys to help you do it. And because children focus on the salient dramatic, the toy keeps them focused on that narrow plot. And when I hear a lot of my research has had been teachers describing play all over the world looking exactly the same, and it can stay the same and fixated and not evolve and change. When that happens, children learn the lessons they see in the media much more.
We have no obligation to make history. We have no obligation to make art.
And only
we have no obligation to make
matter.
A statement.
Then so be it.
To make money is our only objective.
Are they teachers or are they entertainers? If they have so much power, I think it's time for them to feel some responsibility. To educate children about the world they really live in.
Son.
Mother. I really believe that as an entertainer, you have a responsibility to be a teacher as well. Because you have someone's attention.
My son.
He's coming. Why is he here? Let's go.
Rocco, meet Pilot, your real father.
It's for Rob. Say something to him before he leaves.
Rob's awesome. And miss
it. Rob, have fun with your hand.
You owe me $11.
How are you going to survive without Rob?
He's Father. Like your main dude.
I don't know. Hey, how am I going to survive without you?
I don't know. I'm like your main
Mother.
Dude.
Phone calls are pouring into the New York One newsroom as a thunderous, roaring sound.
Can you see something on the roof?
How can they be?
What animal sounds like that?
Is connected.
Your wish will be fulfilled.
Looks like you should have left town a little
bit. If you're able to achieve an Earth, 1001 salvation.
I'm willing to do anything. For the sake of your parents.
Steve, welcome! Hey, don't be shy, come on in! We have been absolutely breathless with anticipation now, haven't we, friends and neighbors?
Yeah.
I guess you're wondering why we've brought you here, huh? Well, today is the age of video violence, right? I mean, being from New York, I'm sure that you're aware that people have been making and swapping homemade porno movies for years. Well, you see, we like to make our own brand of down-home snuff movies. Of course, casting these things is a bit difficult. You can never use the same actor twice. And if we used ourselves, it, of course, would cut down on the size of our audience. So, we use transients. People passing through. Or people who want to leave. Like our postmaster, Reggie Hobbs. Now see, he wanted to go to Florida. We couldn't let him do that. Oh, or that hitchhiker that Eli picked up. Well, once you've been picked up by Eli, you're history. Oh, or that gal in the vampire movie. Now, she wanted to go to Hollywood and have a movie career. She knew our secret. So, she had to die for her art. But they are all immortalized on tape, and I am proud, proud to say that we have here the greatest collection of video gore anywhere in the world. One that no special effects man could possibly create. And that's because it's real.
You're all insane.
Oh! Just ahead of our time. I'm really sorry that You and Rachel won't be able to stay on and run the shop. But you see, we feel we need a place where we can rent our tapes and meet, and we need a special kind of manager for that. But I want to assure you that your tape is going to be a number one renter for a very long, long time.
Let me try something.
I am expert in these matters.
Is she still alive?
Not if I had my way.
Dora, manners. Of course Beatrice is still alive. She would be of no use to us otherwise.
Then I want to talk to her.
Very well. I hope this isn't just a waste of our time. We have so much to do.
Beatrice?
Tora, continue, or can we, as you Americans say it, get down to business?
Please, let me talk to her.
Shut up, or we'll play with more of my toys.
And believe me, Maria, you don't want that. Now, will you cooperate with us?
Yes.
Almost as if you wanted to terminate him.
Just tell me what
I don't
you
want anything,
know.
Except
whatever
to find out who survives. I'm not interested in any heroics, even if you are.
I'm interested in finding exceptional men, aren't you?
Depends on what you mean by exceptional.
For our project, a man who can lead and kill, yet think and act for himself whilst working for the state. That's my exceptional man, and finding such a man is what this project is all about, isn't it?
Exactly. And the elimination of those who don't measure up.
Lyle.
It's nothing personal, as far as I'm concerned.
You're feeding the input, you're structuring the stimuli. It is personal. You're setting him up.
No, he's walking right into it.
Deep in the womb, the size of the delicate cartilage skeleton begins to take shape at 5 weeks. While the physical growth of the fetus is astounding, a great deal of controversy still exists as to when human life actually begins. The fetus is physically complete after 12 weeks. Barely 3 inches long, it can move its head, squint, frown, and stretch its arms and legs. Between 3 and 6 months, the fetus grows to 8 inches inside these cramped quarters. Its fingernails can scratch its skin, and gender is obvious.
What have you done to yourself?
At 18 weeks, when the bones are solid and the muscles strong, the baby can punch and kick its mother. Already, the unborn wants to suck its thumb.
There's no reason to panic.
Soft hair grows in the last 3 months.
like the front door.
The senses develop. Eyes open and close, and it can hear and perhaps understand the mother's words. Everything that affects a pregnant woman influences her growing fetus. Dr. Kenneth L. Jones, director of the Birth Defects Clinic at the University of California, San Diego, describes the danger of drugs on the fetus during its most vulnerable period of growth.
It would appear that the first trimester of pregnancy, the first 3 months of pregnancy, is a critical time as far as the fetus is concerned, as far as most drugs are concerned. And the reason for that is that that is the period when the organs are developing.
And the fetus and you think that's normal?
By the end of the third month of gestation, the baby is completely formed. All the organs are formed. And after that, it really just is a process of
it's
or development of the fetus. But all the organs are completely formed.
And you see many headaches like this fetus.
Although it is unclear what effect many of these chemicals have on the developing baby. These children were tragically deformed by the tranquilizer thalidomide, taken by many pregnant women in the late 1950s and early 1960s.
Men pick amazing places.
There are other, more commonplace agents that might harm the fetus.
The picture proposed to me was in a bathtub.
Drinking and smoking are a normal part of life. Now it is known that even in minimal amounts, smoking and drinking may have a detrimental effect upon the fetus throughout pregnancy.
We were asked to see a group of children, all of whom were born to chronically alcoholic women. And we found that the eight children that we saw all had...
You have been listening to Cinema Terrors on WGXC 90.7 FM. This installment is entitled What You Don't You Believe Bastard Dome Like Absorptive Organ of the Mistletoe, Part 1. This program will broadcast on alternating Saturdays for the winter schedule on WGXC 90.7 FM. For more information about the series, please visit cinematerrorisme.blogspot.com. That is terrorism with an E at the end. Terrorism.